Although the pain must have been excruciating beyond compare, perhaps for Jesus, it wasn't the nails that hurt the most, or the cut, or that cut the deepest. Perhaps it was the kiss and the betrayal of his friend. The kiss that knowingly set into motion the events leading up to Jesus' crucifixion and death. There have been times when we have all knowingly betrayed Jesus just as easily as Judas. There have been times when we've left the warmth of worship and liturgy, feeling a sense of love and compassion for all of God's children. We've resolved to live like Christ, only to have one of God's children cut us off in traffic or totally mess up our lunch order, and we have anything but love in our hearts. Maybe after our morning devotion, we catch ourselves fantasizing and secretly plotting against someone who has hurt us. It's then that we realize that we really aren't acting or living like Christ, that we too have kissed him on the cheek. We hang our heads a little in shame. Although Scripture doesn't record it, perhaps Judas was ashamed just before he kissed him, and they led him away to be crucified. Just remember, maybe it wasn't the nails that broke Jesus' heart, but rather the kiss.